This topic came about because of a presentation about a people that were speaking here today made for handling your first Medicaid case. And Exhibit C to my paper is what I call our log, and it basically I talked about interviewing the client and using that log. But I went over and talked about some of the reasons I'd asked certain questions, and because of that, there was a lot of discussion about doing something to try and teach people some techniques that we've learned over the years to try and help protect yourself as much as make a better lawyer for your client and to get a better outcome for your client. And they're not mutually exclusive, but in some cases they are, and we're going to talk about that today. Unlike a lot of other areas of practice of law, we are very unique in the elder law and the area where we're dealing with estate planning for wills and powers of attorney, because primarily, if you haven't figured it out yet, you will pretty soon, is almost everybody we deal with as a client has some amount of diminished capacity. A lot of the clients over the years I've dealt with, we start out at a certain level, but very quickly progress very fast, and it may completely alter or change the scope of our representation, and then we get into the issue of not doing guardianships. But if you sit down and think about it in the cold light of day, if you're dealing with people in advance of that person walking into your office that you know they have diminished capacity, and yet you would sit there and try to conduct your business with them and have them conduct business with you, as a client would, say, somebody who's dealing with a corporation, or a person who has a corporation or a business or something like that, that is obviously very astute and has all their faculties about them and that sort of thing, and you don't take into allowance that diminished capacity, you're not doing something correctly, in my opinion. Because if you know of going into the conversation that's going to be there, you should plan for it, and you should plan to deal with it. And that's basically what we're talking about today.